You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Happy New Year. Happy January 2024, guys. If you are hearing this, I am hoping and praying that you had a safe and wonderful New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. It's all together. It all kind of coincide. We are now officially in a even year. I think this is a year that's going to be a year of completion. And as promised, I'm going to dive into my motivational tip, 25 motivational tip series that is basically here to help supercharge you into 2024 strong, man. So the first segment, I already shared a little bit of insight on my announcement of these 25 tips. And so you already know that this first one is considered probably one of the most important because it's in the very beginning of the year. I think it was very, like as I was writing down my inspirations of topics of this, of these segments, I remember looking back at the different things that I had chosen and just kind of doing my outline of these shows. And ironically, I thought it was a very interesting moment to see that I was inspired to say the very first one is forgiving yourself. And I think that that's a great way to start off the segment and the beginning of the year, because 2023 is behind us. 2024 is full steam ahead of us. And I think that it's important that we have to remember to forgive ourselves as it comes to so many different things. And a lot of times I don't even think we think about it. I think we might brush it off, and we're so accustomed to kind of navigating life and, you know, handling whatever's thrown at us or however we're moving around within it. But sometimes there are times where you may not always feel strong about certain aspects, maybe decisions or some disappointments, just different things that can occur in the process of life, right? So I wanted to make sure that we touched on something that could just really give you a kickstart, and hopefully your Monday, maybe you're not working, maybe you're at home with family, just kick back, you know, relaxing and just, you know, having a opportunity to be still or whatever it is that you'd have interest in that maybe you haven't had time to do. So I want to make sure that we're able to pick something from this and grow with it, because that's always the purpose. So guys, you know what time it is. It's Monday and it's time for Sunday's Morning Motivation. Let's go.
Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms. Eli's Handyman Service is proudly serving the Inland Empire for all of your handyman needs. Whether you need a furniture assembly, general construction or repairs, remodeling, drywall installation, new tile flooring work, plumbing fixture installation, interior or exterior painting, TV mounting, and more, contact Eli at 323-286-8435 for all your handyman needs, available 6 days a week. Don't forget to let them know that you heard them on Loudmouth Radio.
Okay, you might be thinking, okay, Sonny, you're talking about forgiving yourself. Like, what does that mean? How does that look? Why is that even a thing? Well, believe it or not, it is. Forgiveness is something that is such a important process. It's something that definitely should exist within your frame of thought, because it's growth and it's healing and it's empowerment, all in it, just all of it mixed together, right? And I think that for us to be able to exceed and strive in the way in which we desire to be and become, there are times when you're going to have to give yourself some forgiveness. So one of the things that I realized for myself is that I had to recognize areas that were challenging for me. And a lot of times where areas are that may be challenging for you, it also opens the gate or the possibility of making, you know, maybe bad decisions or making an error or, you know, something that you may have hope for that you disappointed because it didn't, you know, show itself to be what you would hope that it would be. Sometimes it could be in other people. But most times that disappointment that we're feeling of someone else is because we had an expectation from the beginning. And we basically put that expectation onto the person in front of us. And somewhere, they may have not met the place of what you thought would happen, right? But most importantly, I think before we even focus on the outside of us, we need to make sure that we're taking inventory of ourselves. And so for me, I must say that, you know, a big part of my journey this last year has been recognizing certain things that was not serving me. And the things that I've made conscious decisions on that maybe I was a misstep. And recognizing that, hey, there's this area that I may need to focus more on and work and build up or eliminate. And so in order for me to even begin to do that, I had to recognize those areas that were a challenge for me for whatever the reason, whatever the cause or the root of it. But just take notion, you know, take inventory of it and make a notion to give it some attention enough to recognize that it's something that needs to be addressed. And in doing that, it's like a level of forgiveness, you know, and it's such an empowering thing. Acknowledging those feelings when you encounter and recognize what those challenges are and pay attention to how your emotional response is to some of the things that you discover. Because sometimes we find things or you know how you kind of get into those deeper part of ourselves, and sometimes we don't like certain aspects. And so we'll do either one or two things. Either we'll go for it or we'll avoid it. And a lot of times the avoidance is because maybe we're not in a courageous seat enough to either face it, deal with it. Maybe it's something that's painful. It could be a trauma area. It could be a variation of things. But a lot of times when we're trying to move past something versus get through something, it could be that we're not wanting to deal. And a lot of times not wanting to deal leads up to you having more resentment, which also equals to the fact that you're not forgiving certain aspects of yourself. I know that for me, when I discover certain things and I feel this level of disappointment in regards to it, most times, I'm gonna be honest with you, it could actually come out in more of a frustration. My attitude might shift. I may be a little bit short, not as communicative. Maybe I don't want to interact or engage. You know, these little withdrawing type of things that you might do in the course of, you know, recognizing that ultimately you're feeling disappointed. You're right. And the frustration is built from the disappointment and whatever it is that maybe didn't come through. But sometimes there are times when things that don't happen for us is actually saving us. And we don't always recognize it as such. But the truth of the matter is part of that process of also learning to trust and be patient. It was so funny. These last few days, I had been listening to podcasts, been doing some reading, was looking at a few videos. And the funny thing is that word just kept ringing: patience, patience, and patience. And so for those of us who have things that we're striving for, one of the biggest things that you have to, you know, really try to exercise in the midst of it is patience. And because if you are believing it for yourself, you're exercising your faith in it. Part of that faith factor and part of that process is being patient. And so a lot of times I think that the disappointments come because maybe we put a timetable on something. Maybe we've conformed it or shaped it to look a certain kind of way, or maybe our expectation was it was supposed to go in this way. And so we maybe are trying to control certain factors that honestly is not 100% based upon our, you know, our whole output. And so in that, it could lead to you feeling disappointment. The disappointment can be just really a big buildup from not being patient. Also not probably being realistic. Because if you're not being patient, you might have put a small timetable on something. And when it didn't come through at that time, you got frustrated, you got disappointed, then you got angry. And then all these emotional aspects start kicking in. Guys, listen, if you're not there, get me when I tell you I'm happy for you. But these are real things that I've had to really work through on my own. And I'm speaking from my own experience of how trivial our minds can become about things. And really, if we stop and break them down or really look at the thing in an honest way and say, okay, was I even really being realistic? Now, I'm not saying that you can't work on your goals, manifestations, things of that nature. But in that, all of it requires action and also patience and belief. And when I'm going to tell you, when you start deep diving into something like this, you'll probably start to see certain things that are revealed to you. And you get these answers that you may not be expecting, right? And it's a cool thing because, guys, when I tell you really what's happening is that you're growing, you're observing. And I think the cool thing about forgiving yourself, it allows you to step out of your sometimes your ego-driven mindset about certain things about yourself. And it allows you to really see yourself, those parts of yourself or those areas that maybe you're not always comfortable sharing with the outside world and everybody and friends and family. Maybe even the closest person to you, other than yourself, doesn't have access to certain aspects because you're not, you haven't fully experienced certain things. You may not have come to understand why you may do certain things the way you've done them if you haven't been paying attention to yourself, right? So I think if we are consciously working on these aspects of ourselves, it frees us up from so many strongholds. And I think that things that we're, you know, aiming for starts to come a whole lot easier. And then we're taking so much more pressure off ourselves because we're not expecting things to come at a certain time. And then when they don't come, we're beating ourselves up. And so a lot of times we got to recognize that sometimes we put so much more pressure on ourselves than the outside world really is. And when we're thinking too far ahead into details, that can also create a mental hardship. I think that it leads you to feel like if certain things are not looking in this capacity of the way that you've broke it down step by step or phase by phase, that it can lead you to feel like it's not happening. And it doesn't mean that it's not working in its favor for you, but you're putting so much pressure on yourself and expectations of the process that it could disrupt it, right? And then we'll lead ourselves right down that rabbit hole of being disappointed again. And then we'll be right back at the cycle of one again, trying to forgive ourselves. So I'm going to be honest with you. I did not feel like this first particular segment, my first motivational tip of these 25 would be something long or drawn out. Matter of fact, I think a lot of these tips, as I share them with you over the next coming weeks, is how they say sometimes they could be simple, stupid, that there are things that we probably have awareness of and we can have a concentrated effort to, think differently. And it will alleviate so many obstacles that you'll just start to see things open up for you. I know that one of the things that I am intending for myself is to really work toward a level of completion in the activities and the projects that I'm doing. And I hope that those who I make contact with, those who are in alignment with me in these upcoming weeks and months ahead, that they'll also be able to get that fulfillment of knowing that if I said that I'm stepping in, or I'm involved in something, or if I'm doing something, then I'm seeing it in a level of completion. And that in itself is another magnificent way to just really get to a point of the next levels for yourself. So for me, I think that the other thing that was also pivotal was being able to face myself as bad decisions that I may have made too. And also not, you know, sometimes you'll make bad decisions on something, and instead of living in the regret of it or just being angry or acting out about it, you deal with it, and you have to, you know, think about the reasons or the justifications of the reasons why you did what you did and made the decisions that you made. And it could be that certain circumstances at the time was causing you to make certain decisions. I'm not saying it is all circumstantially just based on your thoughts. It could be other outside forces that have been influential in making certain decisions. But at the end of the day, I think one of the things that I am learning to really get better at is not harboring a level of resentment about it. And, you know, really just chucking it up and saying, well, Sonny, you know what? This is what you did. And you know, that old school statement of putting your big girl draws on, or however they want to, you know, put it, makes you just have to, you know, face it and work through the fact that you made a decision on that. Now, what is it that I need to do from here? And what can I do better? And so then if something of that same similar sense, or something that you might recognize that has certain qualities of that previous experience, that we can maybe work to make a better decision if it should come around and resurface itself. So that's something that I'm definitely looking forward to having just better results and being trusting yourself. Because I think the more you forgive yourself, you start to be able to give yourself more levels of trust about your own thoughts and behaviors. Because sometimes there's some people out here that do not trust themselves. And because they don't trust themselves, it could lead them to making bad decisions or being involved with people that are not necessarily healthy for them. Or just not being put in the right position to win. You know, and what I mean by winning, I just mean that maybe there's something that you're dealing with and you want to come out on the other side of it, on the right side of it. And so it's just as important from the beginning of your approaching it that you are able to get through it and persevere and believe that you could get through it. I tell you guys, it's amazing how just certain little things all connect to make the next thing relevant. And if we can tear down some of the false sense of thoughts and beliefs that we may present to ourselves, man, how much more powerful can we be? Well, these are the reasons why I'm giving you these tips, because when I tell you guys, we're going to be supercharged and we are going to be much stronger this year. And I think that if you have not have had an opportunity to, you know, chart out what your, you know, maybe the first quarter of the year, you know, the first few months of the year, what that looks like for you. And, you know, you may be taking a different approach. You may be doing a much shorter assessment of things for yourself. You may not even be making any heavy decisions. You may not be making any heavy plans. You could be at different parts of this. And all of it's okay, because it's based on your journey and it's your choice. So as you make these choices, all I want to make sure is that we're also looking at the factor of showing up in our best selves and thinking the best part of ourselves in the forefront of our movements. And that way we can have a much stronger day, a much stronger week, a much stronger month, a stronger year. And, you know, I just want to see that we're definitely a lot more abundant in the qualities of who we are. And then that'll start to spill over in our finances, in our health, in our wealth. Because you got finances in the sense that it could be your now, your tomorrow, and your future. right? So a lot of that is going to be falling on the decisions you're making today and how you approach certain things. So guys, I'm praying that we can take just certain aspects, even if they're just little changes, ignite them and make a different decision on how it looks for us going forward. And we start seeing ourselves elevate right before our eyes. That's definitely one of my hopes for myself as well as for you. So guess what? I'm winding this all the way down and saying that today is January 1st, 2024. Let's make the most of each and every day that we can of this year. You guys be blessed.
Hi, this is Cindy Lemke from the Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here to invite you to learn more about the Chamber. We have networks ongoing, so you can join us at a breakfast at J&M Restaurant at 9 a.m. every Wednesday. Breakfast is on you, networking is on us. And then we have Women in Business, we have the Multicultural Network, and we have the Valley Nonprofit Network. And then we also have our monthly mixer. Any one of those things, you can be my guest. Give me a call at the office for more information or just tell me you're coming. 951-658-3211, or you can check us out on the website, hsjvc.com. That's like Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and don't forget to join the Chamber and help your business grow.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.